Prime Minister Hamdok was accompanied by Sudanese Foreign Affairs Minister Mariam As-Sadiq Al-Mahdi and other top Sudanese officials. Speaking to reporters alongside her South Sudanese counterpart at Juba International Airport, As-Sadiq said Sudanese and South Sudanese officials expect to discuss the challenges affecting the implementation of the peace agreement as well as strengthening ties between the two neighboring countries. As-Sadiq says the regional bloc Intergovernmental Authority on Development, now headed by Prime Minister Hamdok, is concerned about the slow implementation of the peace deal, noting the end of the transitional period is fast approaching, but several security arrangements have not yet been implemented.
All the assessment, even from the people who overseeing the implementation of the peace agreement, and that we all commend it, and we are observing the very positive developments that's taking place within the implementation of the peace agreement, but there is still very observed slowness.
As-Sadiq says a top agenda item will be the much-discussed split within the SPLM-AIO, which the minister says could be a threat to the implementation of the peace deal. She also says officials will focus on moving forward the implementation of the security arrangements defined in Chapter 2 of the South Sudan peace deal.
And many of the observations regarding the integration of the armed groups and all that, the manifestation of this split is perceived as a manifestation of the whole process. That's why people are very much concerned to revitalize and to support further the government of South Sudan to implement the agreement.
Hamdok is also expected to meet with the leaders of the parties who signed the peace deal, as well as Troika officials and IGAD envoy to South Sudan. His visit follows a visit by the executive director of IGAD, Wekne Gebeyehu, last week, who also met with the President Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar. Gebeyehu said the situation within the SPLM-AIO camp needed to be resolved as quickly as possible and called it an internal matter. Fighting broke out within SPLM-AIO nearly 2 weeks ago after Machar's former chief of general staff, Simon Gadwich Dual, described Machar was ousted as the party's leader and he was the new interim leader of the SPLM-AIO. Senior members of Machar's faction, including his former deputy Henry Odwar, later switched their allegiance to Gadwich, accusing Machar of single-handedly running all SPLM-AIO party affairs. Following an IGAD Council of Ministers meeting last week on the internal strife within the SPLM-AIO, the regional body released a communique saying the party split is beyond an intra-party crisis and bears significant immediate and long-term implications for the 2018 peace deal, and therefore called for collective efforts to address it. South Sudan Minister of Foreign Affairs Beatrice Kamisa says the split within the SPLM-AIO will be topping the agenda in discussions between the two leaders, but they will also talk about bilateral issues.
We have over the years signed cooperation agreements between South Sudan and Sudan. I think those will be examined by the various ministers in South Sudan and their counterparts. But also, His Excellency Dr. Hamdok will discuss with His Excellency President Salva Kiir issues of the implementation of the peace agreement and especially the recent developments in McGuinness.
Although Kamisa did not mention the types of bilateral agreements the leaders would review, Juba and Khartoum have signed cooperation agreements on citizenship, border issues, and improving trade between the two countries. Nearly 3 years after the South Sudanese parties signed a peace deal, security arrangements have largely remained unimplemented. IGAD has described the security arrangements as the backbone of the revitalized peace deal and urged the government to complete the arrangements, including the graduation of unified forces and their redeployment. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.